It's just been good to be here today. April pointed out something. I saw something this morning while Brother Jerry was preaching. Little man right here, Clayton, was laying there. And usually his mind wanders and stuff during the service and everything. But when Jerry started preaching, amen, his eyes never let off on him. Amen. I just thought that was something else. He just followed him all the way up and down. Amen. Singing comes around. Amen. Eyes are on everybody that's singing. God's got a big plan for that boy right there. Amen. God's got a plan for EJ too. Amen. I can't help but notice that. Amen. What God's doing in their lives. Amen. It's nothing that I've done. It's nothing that Jerry's done. It's nothing that singing's done. Amen. It's God. Amen. It's simple as that. God's in control today. Amen. I just, that blessed me to no end this morning. I noticed it, and April noticed it too when we left church. She said, "Did you not see Clayton staring down Jerry while he was preaching?" I said, "I'll take that all day long." Amen. Because there's kids out there today where parents can care less where they're at. I can care less what they're doing, what they're getting into, what they're saying, who they're hanging out with, and what movies they're watching, and what they're going to the movies to see. And, amen. Church, this world's gotten so corrupt. Amen. Families are being torn apart every day. Amen. But there's always good to know that we have a heavenly family, amen, that we're going to be seeing one day. Amen. There's a song that I've heard numerous times the past couple of weeks, and don't that sound like heaven? Amen. And the song talks about babies, innocent babies being aborted and killed. Amen. And, but don't that sound like heaven? There's a special place in heaven. Amen. Where they're being rocked by moms that were not given the chance to have a baby. Amen. But now there's all kinds of them running around up there for them. Amen. Amen. Heaven's going to be a great place, church. Heaven's going to be sweet. Amen. But we've got to make it there first. We've got a task ahead of us, church. We've got a race that needs to be run. And amen. One day when it's all said and done over, and we take this last breath, amen, we leave this whole local life and leave this wicked world, we're going to go home, amen, to be with our heavenly family, amen. I got this reading right here that I just can't get away from. I've looked and looked and looked. I even right here a minute ago, I was looking at other scriptures, and I keep coming back to this. So it's for somebody here, amen. I don't know who, but it's for somebody here. The book of Ephesians, chapter 4. We're going to start from verse 17. I'll give you a minute to get to it. Amen. It's always exciting getting God's Word. Church, tonight I invite you, if you're lost and undone, without God, amen, to listen to this Word, this message here tonight. Amen. If there's something that's hindering you, something that's holding you back from serving God, now's the time to come lay it down. Amen. Actively in Jesus. Amen. Church, come lay it down and never pick it up again. Amen. And become a new creature in Christ. You may say, "Caleb, what exactly are you talking about, a new creature in Christ?" I'm talking about a new human being, a new outlook of life. Amen. A spiritual walk. Amen. When you lay down old wicked sin. Amen. Amen. The life that you lived before. Amen. You give it all up. Amen. To be a better person, a better man, a better woman. Amen. To live a better life. Praise God, church. I tell you what. Amen. When I was saved and gave my heart to Christ, I put on a new man. Amen. Church, I wanted to live for Him. I was on a mission to serve God. I was on a mission to pick up my cross and follow Him. Amen. Church, until that mission's completed, amen, I will keep traveling. I'll keep walking. I'll keep climbing those mountains. Amen. Church, that's what we're striving to do. Amen. That's the rules we got to live by. Amen. The Bible says there's nothing wrong with living right. There's nothing wrong with doing right. Amen. Boy, I'll get into the reading. I tell you that God's just been moving on me today. Amen, church. I tell you, God is good. Amen. All the time. Amen. Praise God. The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 17. Amen. The Bible says, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness, but ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that you have heard Him and have been taught by Him as the truth in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to his deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore put it away the lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one for another.
Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Boy, I want you to concentrate on that verse right there. The Bible says, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands at the thing which is good. And ye may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgive one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven you. Amen. Church, let me tell you something. I really want you to think about the verse 27. Neither give place to the devil. Amen. Church, the devil is like to have a place in your life today. Do you know that? Amen. Whether you're saved or whether you're lost today, the devil would love to have a place in your heart. The devil would love to have a place in your home. Did you know that? Amen. The devil works hard every day. Amen. To destroy us. Amen. He works hard every day to prove a point to Jesus. He tries to prove that God can't get everybody. Amen. Let me tell you something, church. I believe God has given us the choice between right and wrong today. I believe God's given us the know-how. Amen. The know the right from wrong, the good right. I believe, church, today, if we're saved, do we put on the new man or new woman, whatever you want to call it? I believe we need to walk a better life. I believe we need to live better. Amen. This talking behind one another's back's got to stop. Amen. Lying about somebody's got to stop. Using foul language has got to stop. Amen. The place you used to go to, don't go there anymore. Amen. The church, the biggest part of it. Amen. If you put on the new man, amen, you don't give the place to the devil anymore. Amen. You kick him out of your life. Amen. You put a sign on him you don't want it. Amen. Church, if the devil gets a little light, amen, he'll kick a hole in the door. Amen. He'll make himself at home. Ain't that the truth tonight? Amen. Church, you may say tonight, amen, if you're lost here tonight, amen, you may say, no, Caleb, listen, amen, you don't understand what I've got to do with my job sometimes. Hey, Caleb, you don't understand what I'm going through at home. Amen, Caleb, you don't understand the people I deal with on an everyday basis. Hey, church, you know what? I may not understand that. I may not see the things that you see every day. Amen, I don't lay down and watch you sleep at night. I don't know what you dream at night. Hey, but church, let me tell you something tonight. I know a God that's in control of everything. I know a God that's in control of your life. I know a God that can take your heart and mend a heart that was once broken and take a mind that was once dirty and clean it up. And take a walk, amen, that was rough and rocky, and pave the streets for you. Amen. God is that powerful. Amen. God is in control tonight.
Amen.
Boy, church, let me tell you something. Amen. I think back. I think back and I see the way the world used to be. Amen. When I was little, church, it was wicked then. Don't get me wrong. Amen. But the word has come from then till now. Amen. It's went down and spiraled real quick. Amen. This world has gone to gone down the chute real quick. Amen. But let me tell you something. People say, "Hey, boy, Caleb, I'd love to live in the days of Mayberry. Wouldn't that be nice?" Yeah. Amen. Church, the devil's back in the days of Mayberry too. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. The devil's in the back of Adam and Eve. And the devil is right there where Moses tried to get the children out. Amen. The devil's everywhere. Amen. He's here. He's there. He's everywhere. Yeah. He's looking to seek and destroy tonight. Amen. But if we put on the new man, amen, if we're truly saved, in Jesus' blood we accept, amen, that ultimate sacrifice we talked about this morning, amen, if that's truly applied today, the devil ain't got no place in your life. Amen.
That is so true. Amen.
Okay, listen now, preacher.
Good point.
Listen, preacher. Amen. I do right. I do right. Amen. I donate to churches. Amen. I do fundraisers. I help troubled kids. Amen. I help troubled families. On my job, I help people get better in life. Amen. I do this and I do that. Amen. I put money in the offer plate when I visit church. Amen. But God wants to know where your heart's at.
Yes.
God wants to know where you're saved or not. And God wants to know where your priorities are.
Yes.
Amen. Are you following the world? Amen. Are you following the paycheck? Amen. Are you following the husband? Are you following the wife? Or are you following God? Your husband, your wife can lead you to hell. Do you know that? Praise God. Come on, church. Amen. Your brothers and sisters can lead you to hell. Amen. Your kids can lead you to hell. Amen. Church, sometimes as parents, I got the experience that I do anything for these boys. Amen. But one thing they will not do, amen, is leave me to hell. Amen. God has made a place in my heart. Amen. The devil has no place in my home. Amen. And the devil has no place in my heart. Amen. And the devil's going to have no place in my family.
Amen.
Lord, come on, church. Lord, come on, church.
Amen.
Lord, we'll do everything we can for our kids, won't we? We'll do anything we can for our family.
Yep.
Oh, boy, we'll do anything we can to help. Amen, church. Let me tell you something. Amen. But then, can the devil get a place in your lives? Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Can the devil make a place in your home? Amen. Today, the Bible says that we don't live at war. Let him that stole steal no more. Amen. This is quite simple. Amen.
Yeah.
It's quite simple. This ain't rocket science. Amen. And the Bible says, let him that steal no more. Amen. Rather than let them labor, working with his hands.
Yeah.
And everything which is good that he may have to give him that need it. Amen. Church, God wants somebody that's going to work. Amen. Amen. If you're out there committing, stealing from people that's worked hard for it. Amen. Church, if we turn our lives over to God. Amen. We need to work for what we get. Amen. And the Bible says back in Adam and Eve days, hey, you're going to have to work by the sweat of your brow.
Yeah.
Amen. Church, that means you're going to have to earn stuff.
Yes.
Amen. And I'm going to talk about the spiritual things now. You're going to have to work to earn heaven.
Right.
Praise God. Hey, you got to work to get your way in there. Amen. You got to chip away.
Yes.
Amen. Just don't walk alive. Amen. That devil fights you. Amen. That devil steps in your way. You got to chisel away. And chisel away. And one day he'll make it whole.
Right.
Just like a Bible.
Praise God, church.
Good.
Amen. Chisel away. The devil has no place in your home today. Amen, church. Oh, boy, it gets better. Listen to this. Listen to this for a second. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. I think we all know what that is. No cussing, no things that should be coming out.
No.
We're quick, amen, to say something about a neighbor.
Huh?
Amen. Before we know the truth, amen, we're running and blabbering to everybody.
Yeah,
amen. Before we know anything that's going on, and by the time the truth gets around, and by the time the story gets around, it's blown up to something huge.
Right.
Amen. People are killing somebody. People are robbing somebody. People are seeing somebody else's husband or wife.
Right.
Amen. Church, that's how bad the world's got. Have the devil intercede in that conversation and twist it around where he can seek and destroy. Tonight, amen. The devil has no place in your heart tonight. Amen. Listen, church. Communication proceed out of your mouth, but which is good to the use of edifying. Amen. Talk good about somebody. Lift somebody up. Praise God. That he may have give him, that it may minister grace unto their hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed in the day of redemption.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be ye kind one another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
Wow.
Oh, boy, that's tough. That's a tough pill to swallow, ain't it? Yeah. Amen. Sometimes you're going to force that one down. Amen. Mom and daddy said something to hurt your feelings. That break your heart. Amen. Boy, brother or sister said something that really upset you. Amen. That preacher. Amen. That preacher. Amen. I was sleeping the other day. That preacher didn't even shake my hand. Amen. That preacher didn't give me a hug.
Amen.
That preacher didn't come see me when I was needed. And boo-hoo, church. Let me tell you something. We are to forgive and forget. And forgive and move on. And love the Lord. Follow Him. And Christ, forgive others so should we.
Amen.
Well, who remembers what Christ said before He took His last fleeting breath?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Until He rose again in 3 days. What did He say? Father, what? Forgive them. For they know not what they do.
Right.
Amen. No matter if they stole. No matter if they killed.
Yeah.
Amen. They killed Christ that day.
That's right.
Amen. Well, you know, Caleb, you talk about Christ raising up. Let me tell you something. Christ was in a coma. Do you understand that, Caleb? You understand that, preacher? Christ was just in a coma. Amen. He laid him down in the tomb. He was just sound. He was a good sound sleeper. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. That man was dead.
Yeah.
Amen. Was dead as dead could get.
Wow.
Amen. But on the third day he rose.
Amen.
That was the same one that forgave and forgave every other people.
Wow.
Amen. Church is the same one that rose. Amen. Ascending into heaven.
Yes.
Amen. Angels will come back one day and get us.
Amen.
Amen. We need to put on that new man.
Yeah.
Amen. That devil is trying to make a place in your home. Amen. You may think, boy, Caleb, you know what? I've done so many wicked things. I've done so many wicked things this life. Caleb, I don't think the Lord forgive me. I don't think I can ever be forgiven what I've done. Amen. Oh, boy, Caleb, you don't understand. I've done some pretty awful things. Amen. I've made people's lives miserable. Amen. I've destroyed my family.
Yes.
Praise God, church. The Bible says God's hand is not shortened. Amen. He can't save.
Right.
Hey, God can reach way below the bottom.
Right.
Amen. And save you. Amen. And put you on the right path.
Right.
And put you on the straight and narrow. At least the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Church, let me tell you something tonight. I'm not one that's... I've always said I'm not one of the preachers. And I go back there and I yank somebody to the altar. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. Amen. If I see conviction pour on you. Amen. And the altar call is given. And I see conviction move on through the church. And boy, I'm going to pray right here. Amen. I get to praying as hard as I can get it. Amen. I'll preach about as far as I can preach it. Amen. And pray that the Holy Spirit draws you out.
Amen.
Hey, church, tonight, I'm going to ask you to stand. Brother Eric, give me a song. I'm going to ask you tonight, church, if you're lost and undone without God, have the devil has made a place in your home. Have the devil has made a place in your heart.
Yeah.
I'm going to invite you to come and lay it down at the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Never to pick it up. Amen. God loves you tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Let me tell you something, church. If you're lost tonight, you're bound for devil's hell. Amen. There's no sugar coating it. Amen. There's nothing to put chocolate over to make it taste better.
Amen.
That's the way it is. If you're lost, you're going to hell tonight. Oh, it's real, church. Come lay it down at the feet of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God loves you tonight.
Where's
Sam? Praise God. Won't you come tonight? Church, that devil has no place in your heart tonight. Amen. That devil has no place in your home. Oh, you need to say tonight, devil, get thee behind me. Amen. I've got a God to serve. And church, won't you come? Amen. God loves you for who you are. Amen. Let Him do the work. And just come. Lay it down. Amen. Accept the Lord as your Savior tonight. Boy, church, it's for real, church. Heaven and hell is for real. Amen. There's nothing fake about it. Amen. There's nothing fake about God's Word. Amen. It's going to come to pass one day. Amen. We're going to see Christ ascend down. Amen. And take us home. Amen. People that are saved. The Easter skies are going to split. He's going to come get us tonight. Church, you need to be saved. You need to be saved tonight. Come tonight. Put on the new man. Amen. Kick that old devil out of your home. Amen. Kick that old devil out of your heart. He has no place there.